going to be reading from page 54. A broken streetlight. He hadn't expected to be standing in the dark. Sure, it was nighttime, and sure there were clouds obscuring what was normally a comfortable starry glow, but the absence of the dull metallic lights made these things somehow more threatening. He was regretting leaving New York with each passing minute, and leaving the house even more so. But the same ailing grandmother whom he'd moved out to take care of had also insisted that he take his night wanderings outside. He shuddered at the chilly air and the eerie decorations that signaled late October, and started to head for the main street of the tiny town. There were at least a few lights to comfort him there. As he walked, he tried not to look at the shadows that may or may not have been trees. He abandoned this upon discovering that the few unlit buildings seemed even spookier when he focused on them. Just as he reached the edge of true civilization, the oasis in a sea of ink, every last street lamp went dead.